Submodule 7.4, Ongoing Self-Reflection and Personal Practice. Submodule 7.4 encapsulates the journey of ongoing self-reflection and personal practice, a continuing process that underpins the integrity and effectiveness of a spiritual coach. This final phase of development is not an endpoint, but an enduring commitment to self-inquiry and nurturing one's practice to serve clients with the highest level of presence and professionalism. In the same way, a gardener tends to their garden, a spiritual coach must cultivate their inner landscape through regular self-reflection. This involves examining one's motivations, actions, and reactions within the coaching context, ensuring they are aligned with the coach's values and the best interests of their clients. Coaches benefit from setting aside time for introspection, perhaps noting in a journal instances when their guidance was particularly effective, or when it missed the mark, and considering the reasons why. Personal practice is the fertile ground from which self-awareness grows. Coaches are encouraged to maintain their meditation, journaling, or other spiritual practices, and to regularly engage in activities that foster personal growth and renewal. One coach shared how maintaining a daily meditation ritual provided not only personal serenity, but also insights into how to better support their clients' journeys. Continued educational advancement also falls under the remit of ongoing personal practice. Spirituality and coaching are ever-evolving fields, with new research, techniques, and tools continually emerging. Attending workshops, reading relevant literature, and pursuing further certifications keep a coach's knowledge fresh and their methods dynamic. An anecdote might recount a coach whose introduction to a new visualization technique greatly enhanced their client's regression experiences. Part of ongoing self-reflection involves seeking feedback from clients, peers, and mentors to facilitate growth. Openness to constructive criticism and praise alike can illuminate areas of strength and potential improvement. Client testimonials and peer evaluations may provide a diverse range of perspectives that can inform a coach's development. Lastly, self-care and work-life balance are imperative for spiritual coaches. The depth of work engaged in can be immensely rewarding, but can also drain energy if not moderated by appropriate boundaries and rest. A veteran coach may tell the tale of burning out and how learning to incorporate regular self-care led to a more sustainable and fulfilling practice. Engaging in ongoing self-reflection and personal practice equips coaches not just with the knowledge and skills to guide others, but also with an inner resilience and authenticity that resonates deeply with those they help. Key takeaways. Regular self-reflection ensures alignment between a coach's practice and their personal and professional values. Maintaining a personal spiritual practice enriches a coach's well-being and informs their coaching. Continuous education keeps a coach informed of current trends and advances in the field. Seeking and integrating feedback from various sources is important for professional growth. Prioritizing self-care and balance is crucial for preventing burnout and maintaining a long-term commitment to coaching.